Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Lions have played two football games, two very different football games. Will the real Detroit Lions please stand up? John, what was more real, Green Bay or Chicago?
This is...
It's the question.
Well, it's the question, and the hard part is it's apples and oranges because it's an environment on the road at Green Bay. We offensively and defensively, major communication issues. And I was surprised at the defensive ones because when Green Bay is on the field, right, it's relatively quiet. And then it's the same thing when they're at home. Like, okay, communication's not an issue up front, and they run for, you know, 170 yards. They throw the ball for, you know, Jared Goff can't, you know, miss, and protection is pristine.
Yeah, they were polar opposites. I don't know which one the apple is and which one the orange is, but we'll leave that up to you guys. 248-539-9797.
I believe they're closer to what... And the other thing is, it's Green Bay is a better team than Chicago. Mm-hmm. I believe they're closer to what they were against Chicago than what we saw against Green Bay. But I don't have... I can't show my work. That's the issue. Like you mentioned, these college teams, like, okay, three games, they played nobody, and how do you prove it?
You prove it against teams like Green Bay, and they didn't. Like, that's what makes this such a tough thing to dissect. I think the Bears game is more of who they are. It felt more familiar. I've seen this football team do that a lot in previous games going back to last year. It felt familiar. It felt right. Now, I want to be careful because as a Lions fan, am I just saying that because I want it to be true? They're going to have to prove it against teams like Green Bay. Like, Green Bay is the game that you measure yourself against, not Chicago, but it felt familiar. So I think they're more like the Bears game, but I want to know if that's wishful thinking or if you guys see that and feel that too.
So here's the only way for me to show my work, and it's really offensively. When you play against a defense like Chicago's defense, it's never been the issue. It's always been their offense. It's been the quarterback. It's been questionable coaching decisions, all of those different things. But as I mentioned yesterday, this is a Dennis Allen coached defense. Now, he's new to this group of players. There's always a transition, but Dennis Allen is a proven commodity as a defensive play caller. And I mentioned it yesterday. If Dan Campbell had hired Dennis Allen as their defensive coordinator, I don't think, okay, we would have had a new DC, but we wouldn't have had all of the conversation about the defensive play caller that we had this offseason. Kelvin Shepard, an unknown commodity, first time calling plays, all of that stuff. But Dennis Allen is a proven play caller on defense, and he's got guys like Montez Sweat, Grady Jarrett, Tremaine Edmonds, TJ Edwards. Like, those guys were up. Now, they didn't have Jalen Johnson.
Yeah, he got hurt, but their front, they paid a lot of money for that front, and Detroit's offensive line made them look like garbage.
Right, and if you score 52 points on a Dennis Allen's defense, you've done some work.
Well, and that's the thing. I don't like the narrative of, like, well, the Lions did what they were supposed to do. You're not supposed to win by 31 points in the National Football League. You're not supposed to have the most yards per play in franchise history. Like, what they did was not eke out a win and calm people down. They went out and put out the best offensive performance they've had, whether Ben Johnson was the coach or not. Like, it wasn't like, oh, they beat up a bad team. No, they had a great performance. That's not the expectation in the NFL to do what they just did.
And defensively, okay, you don't know what they are offensively. And I'm talking about they is being the Bears. Caleb Williams missed some open throws. It's not like he was horrific, but the one thing that I think this defense did the best wasn't pressuring the quarterback. I know they got four sacks. A lot of that was late. A lot of that was garbage time.
Pin
it was just,
hey,
pin your ears back. Hey, it's third down and, you know, just go for it. They're throwing the ball all the time. The best thing they did was keep Caleb Williams in the pocket. they didn't let him out. They didn't let him get out there and extend plays, make, you know, and rush for a ton of yards, which is the big threat.
Yeah, I thought one of the keys in that game, Caleb was going to extend plays. And if you don't sack him, he's going to make a wow play. And Detroit did a good job of corralling him.
They corralled
him. Not letting him make the wow plays and actually punishing him for running around and trying to do too much.
Yeah. And, you know, that's when the interception came.
Yep.
And that's what you're going to get with Caleb Williams. So I think that's, if I'm trying to find ways to show my work, because Jack has, you know, math homework these days. And
do you help him with it? Or is it kind of past
limited,
your...
Yeah, limited. I mean, it's there's apps for that, which help dads out and moms. And so, but it's always about showing your work. So when I'm trying to figure out how to prove that the Lions are what we think they are against the Bears, more so than what we saw against Green Bay, again, it's apples and oranges, but if you're able to keep a mobile quarterback in the pocket, that's a victory for this Lions defense.
Well, and it's going to be a necessity when they play the Ravens, which maybe that's the answer, is I'm going to wait and see how they look against the Ravens. But I could tell you this, last year's Lions team was very good. Last year's Lions team might not have beaten the Ravens. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's possible that Detroit is more of the Bears game, still loses to Baltimore, and still goes on to win 12 games.
Yeah, and so, but this question doesn't let me play my game.
Your let it play out card.
Yeah, which is I appreciate you're trying to do, but I'm not going to let you go the easy route.
You know, this is a moment I'm so proud of you. Uh-huh. This is great. Yeah. Let's get to the phones. 248-539-9797. Packer game, Bear game, which game is the real game? Who are the Lions? Carter and Utica, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
What's up?
So, honestly, you know, I think we got a game like this every year, right? We got a game where, you know, we do absolutely crap, right? I mean, we're playing just terribly, and then somehow the next game, you know, we just get right back into shape. I think the game against Green Bay, I think that was just our one little mess up, you know? And I think, you know, the Cubs, I think that's the real apples, you know? I think that's the Lions whipped up in shape, looking good for the season.
The Bears, you're saying, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
You turned him into the Chicago Cubs there for a second. Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, we turned him into the Bear Cubs.
Yes. That's fine.
Yeah, whoopsies.
And we could use critical thinking skills to solve the puzzle
the
there. Yeah. We can show our work on that one. Appreciate it, Carter. So that's one vote early on. The Bear game is the real game. The Packer game's the tune-up.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ticket texters. The Lions are closer to what they showed in Green Bay, which I don't think is a bad thing because Green Bay has looked like the best team in the NFL through 2 weeks. Look, they might be closer to Green Bay because Green Bay is ultimately the type of football team they're going to be measured against, right? Like, when all is said and done, their season isn't going to be about what they do in the games against the Bears and the Vikings or the Browns or the Giants. It's going to be what they do against the Packers and the Ravens and the Eagles, teams like that.
Yes, that's how they're going to be judged. But the question now is, are they the team we saw against Green Bay, or are they more the team we saw against Chicago? And if you're going to do that to a Dennis Allen defense, and you're going to be able to corral a very mobile quarterback, albeit undisciplined, but he makes his best plays when he's scrambling around trying to make something happen. He makes some horrific decisions.
Yeah,
and we've seen it last year. You know, the interceptions he threw against Tennessee early in the season were just terrible. But you keep him in the pocket, you make him a passer, you've done your job. And it's going to be tougher against Lamar. And even if you keep him in the pocket, he's a much better passer than Caleb Williams is. So that's where I'm looking at is, I think they're closer to what they were in Chicago because the defense kept Caleb Williams in the pocket, and the offense put 52 on a Dennis Allen coach defense. That's my work.
John, people are trying to help you show your work. We can read some of those ticket texts, and we'll make room for you on the phone lines, guys. 248-539-9797. 97-97-1.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.